From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. One of the last recordings Johnny Cash made before his death was a song called Ain't No Grave.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down.
But Johnny Cash didn't write this song. Ain't No Grave was written in 1934 by a 12-year-old boy named Claude Ely. Ely went on to become an itinerant Pentecostal preacher and singer. Outside the Appalachian Mountains, his name was barely known. Yet Brother Claude's music influenced some of the pioneers of rock and roll. Producers Joe Richman and Samara Freemark of Radio Diaries have this story about the man known as the Gospel Ranger.
My name is Maisel Ely. I'm the great-nephew of Brother Claude Ely. 2001, I was going on a vacation to London, England. I went to a record shop, and they began to play music over the intercom system.
Heaven, heaven, I wanna go to heaven.
And I recognized it as my Uncle Claude's music.
I wanna go to heaven.
Just to make sure I wasn't going crazy, I went to the store manager who was at the register, and I said, "Are you playing Claude Ely's music?" And he took me down an aisle, and there was an actual display of Brother Claude Ely. They had a picture, and they had blown it up and cut it out. And they had old 45s. They had old LP albums. I stood there for an hour, and people were coming in the store, and they were buying my uncle's music right in front of me. It really freaked me out, to be perfectly honest. I had grown up hearing my uncle singing and preaching and praying, and it to me was just the same screaming and shouting that we had grown up in church hearing. I had no idea that outside of those Appalachian Mountains that people had heard about Brother Claude Ely. And so 50 years after these recordings, I wanted to know who this man really was. So every free weekend that I had, I would get in my car. You know, if you go to the small eastern Kentucky towns, you can hit 10 or 11 churches in a 2-mile radius. And if it said Pentecost or if it said holiness, I was inside knocking on the door asking if there was people there that I could speak to. And did they mind if I recorded them?
Okay, I've got it recorded. Just tell me your name.
Okay, my name is Linda Morgan, L-I-N-D.
And I would begin to ask people, did you ever hear of a man named Claude Ely?
I can still remember, it just seems like yesterday. He had a tent revival in Cumberland, Kentucky, where I was raised.
The first time I ever met him, he just opened his mouth and let her fly.
My name is Christine Cornelius, and I'm from Bell County.
My name is Robert Charles Long of Rose Hill, Virginia.
Jeanette Barrett.
Danny Hudson.
Mary Lynn Frank from Big Stone Gap, Virginia.
I've been to hundreds of churches, thousands of miles. Over 9 years, I've interviewed over 1,400 people.
My name is Roberta Pratt. I was a member of the Cumberland Pentecostal Church where Brother Claude Ely was pastored. Even as a child, he really had a very strong personal relationship with God.
Brother Claude Ely was born in 1922 in Puckett's Creek, Virginia. And when he was 12 years old, he was diagnosed with tuberculosis and told that he was going to die as a child. So his uncle Leander gave him an old beat-up guitar, and he would practice it on his bed.
He was dying, and they had called the family in, and they gathered in the room where he was in bed and prayed for him. And then he said, "I'm not going to die." And he started singing the song.
There ain't no grave.
They felt that God had supernaturally healed him, and they believed that God had given him a song. And the name of that song was There Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down.
Well, I'm going to the river of Jordan, burying my knees down in the sand. Gonna holler high, Hosanna, till I reach that promised land. Oh, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down.
And that song became an anthem among Pentecostal holiness people in the Appalachian Mountains.
It's just a plain, simple song that we'll never have to face eternity without God. It's a hope song. It's a hope song.
Gonna hold my body down.
He didn't have a formal education. He never went to high school. He had the reading ability of maybe a first grader. But as he was entering adulthood, he felt that it was important for him to be on the road. And so he would travel from city to city, and he would wear a cowboy hat and a white suit.
He was a very heavy-set person, and he had a gold tooth in the front. And he had been nicknamed the Gospel Ranger.
He would be driving a car, and with one hand he would drive with the steering wheel, and the other he would have a bullhorn outside the window, and he would announce, "Later tonight at 7 o'clock, I'll have a tent set up in the middle of town. Please come out and experience the fire and Holy Ghost."
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm glad today that we can stand on holy ground. Thank the Lord.
The way he carried himself, and that old guitar slung on his back, and that big old smile, Claudie, he didn't disappoint anybody. At all.
I've got the joys of God down in my soul, and I'm not ashamed. Hallelujah.
I was having trouble with my back as a child, and so I got in a line to be prayed for, and the power of God came down, and I was healed right there in the line.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord.
My name is Dennis Hensley, and I traveled with Brother Ely playing lead guitar for him in his revivals.
I feel good in my soul, and I feel like singing today. Don't feel much like preaching, but I feel like singing.
When Brother Claude would get up to sing, I mean, he would just hit a key on the guitar, and when he started singing, it's just like the heavens would open up.
Thank the Lord. Well, I'm crying holy unto the Lord. I'm crying holy.
People heard about this country preacher that sang like a black man.
And he played like a washboard style guitar, like an up and down type rhythm, like you're painting a house.
He would shake and gyrate from one part of the stage to the other, and they would have young men running up to wipe his forehead because he was sweating.
People would cry, people would clap their hands. Everybody was just kind of caught away in the spirit.
Gladys Presley, Elvis's mother, was a huge fan of Brother Claude Ely's ministry. People have talked about Gladys and Elvis getting blessed at Brother Claude Ely's tent revival and jump and sing and praise while Brother Claude Ely laid hands on him and prayed for them.
And that's what Claude was all about. He wanted you to feel the same spirit of the Lord that he felt.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord.
My name is Kevin Fontenot, and I'm an expert on country music history at Tulane University. In 1953, King Records heard about Brother Claude and wanted to record him live and in action at a Pentecostal service.
Brother Ely came to the courthouse in Letcher County, Kentucky, for a few nights' revival.
King Records set up their equipment in the courthouse. Those were the initial recordings that made Brother Claude Ely pretty popular.
Thank the Lord. Get up here right close to the microphones. Don't be afraid to sing for the glory of God.
The courthouse was packed. It was full of people.
Well, holy, 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 that's all right. Well, holy, holy, holy,
this is the first time we really get to hear a Pentecostal service live on record. For that reason, it's a very valuable historical document.
It was like a church service, really. You would hear people saying amen, clapping hands. As such, Pentecostals clap off the beat. Other people who clap will clap with the beat. And it drives Pentecostals crazy. We prefer our style of hand clapping.
Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, they all grew up in the Pentecostal church. Grew up on that same style that Brother Ely grew up on.
It might be hard to say, well, this comes from here and that comes from there, but if I was going to make a case that Pentecostal music had an impact on rock and roll, I wouldn't tell them anything. I would play them Brother Claude Ely, and I would say, listen.
Well, send down that rain, Lord.
Until you hear Brother Claude do, you know, send down that ladder rain, and you hear that rhythm coming in there, and then you hear them sisters behind him getting down too, you just don't know.
Thank the Lord. Let me just catch my breath, sister. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
May 7th, 1978 is when Brother Claude Ely passed away. He was in his church in Newport, Kentucky. There happened to be a tape recorder that someone brought to record parts of the service.
And when he got through preaching, he went over and sat down at the organ and started singing a song, "Where Could I Go But to the Lord?" And he got middle ways through the song, and he just fell backwards.
And you can hear the screaming and the moaning, people praying for him. He died of a heart attack in front of his entire congregation. He dies singing and preaching and praying.
Ain't no grave can hold my body down.
Since that time, there's been many, many artists that's recorded Claude's song, "There Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down."
Well, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down.
Some have slowed it down. Some's even made it faster.
That's gonna hold my body down.
Ain't no grave hold my body down.
The list just goes on and on, and it just makes you feel good to know that a little country preacher from down in Virginia wrote that song, and it's pretty much went all over the world.
A few years ago, I went to the cemetery where Brother Claudie Lee was buried in Dryden, Virginia, and when I arrived, there was a handwritten note taped on his cemetery plot, and it just simply said, "Dear Brother Ely, you sung it and preached it to us. I know one day you'll come up out of this here ground. Thank you for being so good to us. It made a big difference, and we won't forget it."
There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down.
Maysel Ely has written a book about his great-uncle's life called Ain't No Grave, The Life and Legacy of Brother Claude Ely. Our story was produced by Joe Richman and Samara Freemark of Radio Diaries and edited by Deborah George.